This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, what would be, if you had to do karaoke, what would your song be?
Tommy Kitten Hall again.
Go for it.
No way.
If you see me fucking tapestry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll do the Kerry Katona verse.
Yeah, yeah, go for it. Now that I have to lay.
Baby, it's
no, you change your mind.
Don't be too late, because I can't just go on. It's already been too long, but you can make me whole again.
Big brassy Natasha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Look in the back.
And she take the head clean. Do you remember in Celebrity Big Brother?
She was legendary.
Yeah, Farrah
Abrams.
She
was right. Yeah. In fairness, because I felt Natasha was very level-headed, and it was only when she was driven to it that she lost it a bit.
Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
Yup. Hello, hello. It's just one Culchie today. Poor old Kieran is stuck in the bed with a vomiting bug, so I'm flying solo today, but not too...
That was the most morbid. He's a vomiting bug. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm not too solo though today, because I have the lovely James Butler, aka James Patrice, on. How are you, James?
Bring me back down to earth with the real name, is it? Thanks, Alan Cawley.
I don't like calling you James Patrice.
Well,
it's your stage name, isn't it?
It's my stage name, it is. Yeah. I'm delighted to be here. I know I obviously poisoned Kieran.
Yeah.
So is it Kieran or Kieran?
Did I say Kieran?
Kieran. Do you know what the key is there if you're unsure?
Father.
Change it every time. If you don't know someone's pronunciation. Like, hi, Marie. Hi, Mary. Hi, Moira. So what's that? Yeah, no, obviously, I poisoned Kieran.
Yeah.
So he couldn't be here this evening.
Yeah.
So I got to sit in the seat instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you down in Laois.
Yes.
It's your second or third time here, bar Electric Picnic.
Oh, God. I don't think I've ever been here before.
I have. You were down at my house before.
I wasn't.
You were?
Nope.
Ah, you were.
I was not. Huh? It was my first time there this evening. The lovely Teresa. Teresa.
There's a H.
She made a beautiful chili con carne. Topped off with grated cheese, and it was fabulous.
Oh, it's lovely.
It was lovely. But as
she's heavy hand with the garlic, and I'm rifting here now.
Alan's,
yeah,
he's sipping a Diet Coke there, and as much as going in, it's coming back up. It's
ruminating the goat.
It is.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've the IBS, is it?
Oh,
is?
Don't be saying that. Yeah.
A gay with an IBS. Mm. I think we all have it, really, don't we? That's why we have to drink oat milk.
I'm like the Senecott ad.
Is yes.
Do you remember that?
I loved it. She was carting around the massive
bag.
The
big, huge handbag. And she'd be throwing her lunch and her dinner in it, and she'd be,
and then at the end she'd blow and the feathers would come away.
Yeah,
and
she was dancing around her kitchen because she was light as a feather.
So she was, yeah. So just IBS off, and Senecott.
Yeah. Awful shite, aren't
they? Maybe Senecott could sponsor.
Yeah. Is there anything else IBS related?
Hemorrhoid cream.
Or no, Rennie.
A Rennie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrex moist toilet.
The wet wipes.
Top tip, keep them in the fridge.
You don't want it too cold either, though. Room temperature, though.
No, you see, you leave them in and then about half an hour before your next BM.
Serious question for you. When you're sitting on the john or the toilet, do you like a cold seat or a warm seat?
Well, I suppose a warm seat is lovely, but then you're also, if it's warm, it means that someone else's shit is swirling around the room.
Someone was just on the
Someone was just on it, yeah.
I prefer cold.
A cold is...
fresh, crisp toilet seat.
It awakens you up. Doesn't it?
But you go in and you do your business, and then you finish off and everything. But then you stay there for about 10 minutes on your phone.
Of course, yeah. Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you play Candy Crush?
I'm addicted.
Are you? Do you be paying a fortune on it?
During lockdown, I had to stop myself because I was buying the lives. But they're like $3.99 to go.
Ah, stop.
Yeah. And I'd be sitting there going, ah. And that, I'm so, because see, it's so smart. It knows, like, you're almost going to pass a level and then you'll lose your lives. And it knows that you'll want more. So it gets you. But I stopped.
Yeah.
But then the misery is you could be on a level for weeks on end.
Really?
Sometimes it's terrible, yeah. No, I do enjoy Candy Crush. Candy Crush, Sudoku, anything like that.
I'm not into games. Mind games, but
not. Oh, you love mind. Alan is a genius. You're the master of manipulation.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, thanks very much.
I remember, but it was one of your birthdays one year. Do you remember I couldn't go to the dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So I couldn't go to the dinner, but I had a valid excuse. And then we were going to the George after it. So you were, for some reason, fuming I wasn't going to the dinner. But I arrived at the George, and I remember I had wrapped in paper, as opposed to wrapped in cling film, like wrapped in paper, a lovely t-shirt from River Island and something else, like a belt or something.
Yeah.
And you literally took it, thanks, and turned your arse to me.
As ignorant.
Oh, yeah. But it's good to hold it. Like, it's good to you know.
Hold a grudge.
I love holding a grudge.
A grudge will keep you warm at night.
Oh.
Who needs friends when you have a grudge?
Exactly. Eating away at shit.
But I find a grudge would drive you forward.
Yeah.
It would make you want to look well and outdo someone.
There's nothing like a point to prove.
Oh.
My God almighty.
People say there's nothing worse than a woman scorned. A gay scorned. Vicious.
We got through you.
Take the tongue out of your head.
Oh my God. And shove it up the hole. Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, rotten.
Sorry to anyone listening.
Sorry to any homophobic people.
Yeah, they shouldn't be listening to the podcast. Get out.
Yeah. We're now called, it'll be called Two Gays now.
Yeah.
This week, yeah.
Or the Gulchi get, but Gulchi.
Gulchi. Oh, yeah.
Gay Gulchi. K's. K's cash lock. Can I get the number 7 off page 241?
You remember that?
Saving up. People were addicted to that. People did a dash over case cash log.
Yeah. Then it became the Little Woods on Tick.
Little Woods, yes. There was an Oxendales, wasn't that one as well, that went around?
It was great. You could order and you didn't have to pay straight away.
But I remember it was like an Argos crash log, toy catalogue for adults.
Yeah.
Like you'd just be going through, you never, no intention of buying it.
No.
Maybe that should be lovely. Bearing in mind, we were, 8?
Argos stores are going now.
I know.
Jesus, very bad shame, isn't it?
I enjoy the misery of Argos.
I used to love the, as you said, the catalogue of Christmas.
Yeah.
The size of it.
And also, I found, no matter what in the world it could be, if you couldn't find Argos.
Oh, yeah.
And they have everything.
I remember when I was about 15, I was doing a line with this young one from home, Claire O'Loughlin. She's a listener.
Oh, Claire.
And I remember going in and getting her a cheap old necklace in Argos and giving it to her in the cinema in Port Leash.
Romance wasn't dead. What was the necklace like?
I couldn't remember.
Was it a cubic zirconia?
Oh, God knows.
Elizabeth Duke.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And did she love it?
Oh, she was happy enough. You'd be happy enough to be getting a necklace.
I'd be happy to get anything from anyone that breathes, Alan. Anything. And how long was the relationship?
Sure, a few weeks or whatever. I'm not even sure. Do you know?
And what film did you see?
Couldn't tell you that.
And
now.
Were you smooching in the cinema?
I suppose we were. I can't really remember.
Jesus Christ almighty.
She'd have been from... She'd have been a good girl now. She wouldn't be up to any hijinks or anything.
No, like yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd have been a saint.
Yeah, that's it. But I suppose one part of the podcast we have are the Culchie sayings. And I know you're not a Culchie per se, but you're not
I'm third generation Malahide. Yeah.
But you're not a dub either. There.
No, my dad is from Carlow. Yeah. Gunthe Cathairlach.
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 Michael, is it?
Michael in Carlo. He's from parts of the world. And so I definitely would have that kind of culture in me. And then sometimes people think that my mom is from the country as well, because we're not particularly...
Well, Malahide's not Dublin City. It's not even... It's not one of the D, like 2, 3, 24, 28 or whatever. Yeah. It's County Dublin.
All right, Dalderbrook.
No, but you know what I mean? It's not.
No, it's not, right?
It's not in the city. It's a village outside.
It's a beautiful suburban
village. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. So, very expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive. Shami's still at home in the box room, you know? Saving up for you. Rattling off the walls. But no, it's a beautiful part of the world. But yeah, so our accents wouldn't be particularly... Like Dublin. I don't think. Maybe it is. I've been told that I have. Well, it's gay. You know, what's your accent? Gay. That's it. Like, you know, the sibilant S. I'm James.
It lisps.
James. I love podcasts.
Say Sammy Sausages.
James Trees. Sammy Sausages. what else is there? She bought seashells by the seashore. I've been told that I have a neutral accent.
Yeah.
So basically, to answer your question that I can't remember, a bit culchy.
Yeah.
I love having a bit of culchy in me.
I'd say.
I know. It's great.
So, would you have any good culchy sayings? I even said one getting out of the car. There.
Oh, yeah.
You were saying, will I bring in my coat in or not? And I said, it's better to be looking at it than for it.
Yes.
That's one my aunt used to always say as well, Auntie Catherine.
That is a good one. My mum has some. So, again, even though she's from Dublin, it could be kind of country. You know, like you'd say, oh, that one will get you. So the phrase is someone getting their comeuppance. My mum for years said up and comings.
Up and comings.
That one will get her up and comings. And then my sister Vanessa and I like would be in school or whatever, and it might come up. He said, oh, you know, the up and comings. And people would be like, it's comeuppance. And he'd be like, no, it's not. It's not. It's up and comings. Excuse me, how dare you? Oh, I've been told to put it a bit closer to my mouth. Is that better? Better for us all. My levels were low. Up and comings, but it's actually comeuppance.
Yeah.
Try to think anything else then.
I had another one as well. So someone remain nameless, but a country person.
Oh yeah.
Go into a shop and let out a big fart.
What?
Yeah, could you believe it? And I'd say that's disgusting. I'm like a pack man here into it. And they go, well, it's better an empty house than a bad lodger.
Oh, that's fair.
Do you know?
They're right. But also that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Absolutely rotten.
But it is, I suppose, because you hold them in. Yeah, you hold them in and you get trapped wind.
Do you love how this has become about your IBS?
Yeah, no, don't start talking about that anymore.
We all have it. Don't worry about it.
It's cruel. It's the dairy. We're not meant to be drinking or eating dairy.
Oh, no, it's terrible. It's so true. But yeah, I'm trying to think what else then. Or even like, you know, like our turkey at Christmas used to be like an actual turkey. From Carlo, as in the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And now it'd be like a nice super value frozen. It's better. It's easier, isn't it? It's easier for us all.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm trying to think any other sayings that I might have that are particularly...
What was the thing you was always making fun of your father for saying?
Oh, so dad loves turnip.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen my father not have potatoes every day. Like, in, he has to have a potato.
It's not a dinner without potatoes.
No.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, would we have, like, remember growing up, like, you know, if you had like pasta or something, I just think we had pasta if you were about 12 or something.
Oh, no, and my mother notions, we used to have a few funny bits.
Would you have pasta? Of course. No? We didn't have a spag ball. Was a spag ball past my lips till I was about 12 or 13? Really? I'd say so, yeah.
There was couscous in our house.
What?
Yeah.
Or couscous?
Yeah.
No, funny.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't fill you.
Notions.
Jesus, couscous.
Do you remember though on a warm summer's day, instead of getting the the veg, meat and you'd potatoes. Have the, yeah, you'd have the salad.
And the boiled eggs cut into a form of art. They were
butter, yeah. Butterhead lettuce.
Yeah, rolled bits of ham.
Rolled ham.
And I remember my dad sent us up the shop for the corned beef in the Hilltop tomatoes. Stores. Massive bolts of tomatoes that you barely swallow.
Remember the Calvita, but the block of it, that would be sliced.
Really?
Yeah.
We would have been a standard block of cheddar.
Oh no, the Calvita though, back in the day.
Yeah. Or even like at Christmas, if we get a cheese board, you know, obviously the purpose of a cheese board is to like have them all and try the bits. Mm. My dad, don't open them all at once now. It's like, we'll finish them one by one. It's like, well, I'm not going to eat a block of Wednesday jail now. I want to have a bit of
everything.
But no, but you can't be wasting it. No. Can't be doing that at all. But yeah, no, I remember as well, like, speaking of that, the summer dinners, like it could be a piping hot day. Mm. You'd be sweating and we'd have a stew.
Fish stew.
Oh, we wouldn't have a fish stew. Oh, it'd be a good beef one. Stew. And I'd be like, oh, maybe we could have like, I don't know.
Takeaway.
Yes. Yeah, no, stew. Nice big beef brew.
The range should be on.
I started by getting the back. Just sorry. So my dad was training, but he would say, turn up. Like, I'm going to have, so what's for dinner? Well, we'll have corn, ham, boiled ham. Do you don't honey roast a ham in our house? Yeah, boil the bollocks out. Boil the life and any flavour from it. Boiled ham, boiled potato, roast.
Boiled veg.
Boiled veg. And then turnip. And sometimes
turnip.
It'd be carrot and turnip in one pot, mashed together, scooped out with the ice cream scoop.
Oh no, for that's full effect. Ignorant.
Yeah, you have to do it. But yeah, if you're not having meat and veg, something's wrong.
Oh yeah,
do you know
why it was always turned was mashed and then white pepper. Do you remember?
Yeah,
you'd rarely see the white pepper. It was white pepper thrown on top of it.
Beautiful.
Oh no, I'm not going on turnip. Beetroot, I don't like either.
Do you know, I acquired it. My dad loves beetroot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. He'd sit and eat like an apple.
Should the beets down in Carlo?
Oh, you can't.
Or the sugar beet, is it?
You wouldn't beat them. So turnip, beetroot.
Beetroot.
And I have to say, my dad, he's 70. And he came to Malahide when he was 16. So for 54 years. And I honestly think the accent is thicker now.
16?
Yeah, never lost.
No childhoods really, did they?
Ah, they get up and work, would you?
I had a poor aunt that she went off to England at 14.
Jeepers.
Yeah, over doing hairdressing.
Oh, that's a good trade, isn't it? Love a bit of hairdressing.
Desperate though, isn't it, over 14?
Ah, it's awful.
We weren't even doing the junior cert, or the inter cert, as some people would call it.
We'd be too lazy nowadays.
Oh, well, I did start working at 12 though.
Where?
I was in a shop.
Go away.
Yeah.
Stacking shelves or robbing?
In behind the till.
Oh, go away.
Yeah, Rob.
My first job was a coffee shop when I was 16. And I got fired.
Why?
After 10, I was appalling.
I was lazy.
I was shite. And you know when you start, and like one day you're doing the dishes, the next day you're serving, the next day you're prepping stuff. I wanted specific training. I like to be a barista. No, get out. Like,
yeah.
And I remember I was just really bad. Like I couldn't carry more than two plates at once.
Why?
I just couldn't do it. Big boiling pots of tea. I couldn't do it. And I remember one time, little cage going running around there trying to do it. I remember I smashed a Pyrex dish.
Pyrex.
A good old Pyrex. Do you ever see people have a Pyrex dish 50 years old?
Oh, yeah.
And it's brown with
dirt.
It's
not clear anymore.
No, not at all. But it's good though. Just the job. It's a good Pyrex dish. Remember by
and then the crew saw then as well.
We wouldn't have that then.
Oh, would you not?
No. What's she, Clementine McNeese? With the French? No. We wouldn't have the crew. We wouldn't know what a Crusoe was. Robinson Crusoe. But I remember I smashed a Pyrex dish into a freshly chopped chicken. I remember I was like, oh God. And then I started picking the Pyrex dish out of it. And your mum was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, it'll be grand. She's like, we can't serve that now. You smashed a dish into it. And I had no logic.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that was gone.
The straw that broke the camel's back. It was a few of them. The second my shift was over, I'd run out the door and leave the dishes in the sink. She said, it's not, what was it? We're comrades here. We're, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. We're not comrades.
Yeah, just work.
You know, and then I also...
You were running home to watch Footballers' Wives.
Oh, I loved it. dirty things we were watching. We shouldn't have been when Euro trash, shouldn't have been watching them things. But I remember that as well. So I smashed that. And then I swore in front of a customer because they came in asking for a smoothie. And it was like one smoothie machine and 47 million people want the smoothie. It was the height of summer. And that was the first coffee shop after the train station. So then I went in one day and it wasn't my shift at all. Went in, started doing the cups. She was like, what are you doing? And that's why I was wrong. And she was actually, while you're here, she let me go.
You let go on your day off.
Yeah. And I remember, and in fairness to the woman, like she was running the business. I was a massive liability. She had to let me go, of course. I remember I came out then. I was 16 and I rang mum and I was like, are you still at home? She said, I'll be up now. I'm after getting fired. What? Jim? And mum went in and had the bollocks over.
She didn't.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. I'll never forget it. What could she say? He's not fit to work. Like he's just not good. Hospitality was not my forte.
No.
Retail was great.
Yeah.
Hospitality not for me.
I remember when we met, we did that television presenting course. Yes. You were working in Benetton at the time.
I was.
Remember, I used to always go into you the weekends.
I know, I used to be folding the jumpers.
You'd be folding the jumpers. You're very good at folding jumpers.
I am excellent at packing.
There was always green jumpers in Benetton.
They loved green. Well, we were the Ireland's flagship store. At the top of Stephen's Green.
There's always a few gals working in there.
Great crack.
One with curly hair going around.
Yeah.
There
was great nights out.
Buxom.
Like myself. I have bigger cups. Always great fun in there. But yeah, a lot of folding. Oh. A lot of folding, I have to say.
You had his elbow from the folding.
Literally. And I remember, like, you'd do a beautiful pile, fantastic, cotton cashmere, beautiful. And someone would come in and you knew that they had the devilment in them. They wanted to ruin the display. So I'd be there and the second someone walked in, like, can I help you there with the size? And they'd be like, oh no, I'm just looking, thank you. And it would be in slow motion. You'd see them reach for the middle of the pile and they would remove and the whole
But they wouldn't
thing
just lift up and pull out. They just pull everything with
Do you know something now? I've realized now, lifting up and pulling out, no different. Mm. You still have to redo it.
Really?
Yeah. The pull out method does not always work. In the realms of cotton cashmere. So, yeah, torturous, I have to say. But I liked it. But I'm fantastic at packing now. I'm great at folding.
Yeah.
You were commenting how my coat was folded there.
Yeah, you just have it built in
it's
now,
in
don't
me now.
You?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. But yeah, no, so retail was my forte. Mm. Talking to people, you know. Mm. Hospitality, I couldn't hack it.
No.
You see people, I think, carry six plates at once. I couldn't do it.
Oh, you carry gossip quick enough, though.
Not a bother.
Yeah, if there's six plates of gossip, you'd have the peter on top of your head.
I'd have one balanced on my arse. Whatever it takes.
You wouldn't spill it either.
I certainly, unless I'm spilling the tea. God, you're handing me them now, aren't you?
Oh, I know, and you're hitting them right back at me.
Thank you.
But so I was just thinking, we were on the way over in the car and we were just thinking, what actually went on this week? To kind of, you know, like a few topical things we could talk about.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we talked about the Super Bowl and the halftime show Rihanna, and I actually hadn't seen it.
Just for the record, Alan Colley, it had been, 5 days and you still hadn't watched it?
Very busy this week.
I woke up that morning, but I was up anyway, but I was up at 5:30 looking at it on my phone.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you go back to sleep after?
No, I was working.
Oh.
Yeah. I was working.
Let's get
that in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm busy. But it was great.
Yeah, it was very good.
And there's been a lot of rhetoric online about it. Some people saying that, you know.
What are you, Fern Cotton here with your rhetoric?
I mean, my rhetoric? People are talking.
The trolls are trolling.
Yeah. They were saying that, like, you know, she, like, in terms of performance and energy, it wasn't, you know, this big rock thing. I'm sorry, she hit every mark. Mm. Vocals were great. And Rihanna has never been a big, like, she dances, but she, like, people are obviously comparing her to Beyonce.
She's not J-Lo coming out with it, yeah.
Exactly. She's never been one of these massive routines, high energy. So she's too cool.
She's kind of sneery with the dance moves, isn't she? With the little hand out behind the arse.
Yeah, but it's so clever and so in sync. Like, she's amazing. So I loved it. And, like, she can do no
and
wrong.
And she's pregnant as well, so she's not going to be doing high kicks.
Why should she? But as well, and as well as her being great, this the staging, Do you remember that shot that I made you fast forward to?
Yeah.
It was one take, one continuous shot, all the dancers, and then it reveals her at the end. So good.
Yeah. And her songs are so good.
It makes, like, you forget. So many bangers.
Like,
now, I did miss, who's that chick? I would have loved that thing. That would have been good.
But you know when you're out on a night out and there's like the modern songs and they are good, but I think
they're shite.
TikTok kind of ruins songs or Instagram reels.
And also, songs are no longer than 3 minutes now.
And they get played to death.
Yep.
So you kind of love it and then you get too much of it and it's gone.
No, bring me back to late noughties, early tens, Rihanna, Only Girl in the World, The Saturday's All Fired Up, Girls
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland, David Guetta.
Oh.
Or from here on out, I'll be your commander. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, I do.
Oh.
But they were bangers.
They were bangers and the nights out were great.
But when you're in the George now and they play the modern music, yeah, people are blocking. Grand, but then a bit of Rihanna comes on, Disturbia, the floor is full.
Conor Behan knows what he's doing.
Oh, he does.
He gets that floor filled. But like, there's just like, and even I remember someone saying the other day, obviously I'm sure there are female groups that we maybe just don't know about as much, but where are the girl bands? Little Mix are gone.
Yeah.
Who do we have now? Well, Sugar Babes, of course, are back. But
like, yeah, but they'll fall out with each other as quick, won't they?
Ah, don't be saying that.
Ah, they will.
Ah, stop it.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Do you remember it was a pride that Mucha was meant to, she just didn't turn up.
Didn't show up.
No, she wasn't arsed.
She's probably very busy.
I don't think she was.
She just wasn't arsed.
Yeah. What was that song for Mucha or something?
Oh, you're gone now. I feel fine. 17 months, yeah, I feel. Oh. And she had a song with George Michael and Amy Winehouse.
Did she?
An illustrious career.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, you miss the girl band bangers.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you miss Little Mix.
Yeah, when are Saturdays going to do a reunion?
Una Healy.
Oh, yeah.
If you were listening, please. Like, oh, they need to. I saw them 3 times.
Oh, one of the times I was there. Yeah, you and Vanessa were up ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Very
was it Frankie missing or Vanessa? It was Frankie.
Frankie.
I think she was having a baby.
Yeah.
She wasn't there. Still great.
And she was no miss, really. She was good for the dancing, but like.
I'll leave Frankie and the asymmetric Bob out of it.
She didn't have that much of a note in her head, though,
she
does
did.
She? Ah, she doesn't.
She performed a breathy
Is
line.
She better than Molly?
They're all very good.
Is Molly or Frankie better?
They're all fantastic.
Molly's a better maybe tone.
I don't know.
Or slight bit more strength to her voice, would we say?
Are you doing a Christina Aguilera masterclass here? You have more tone? Alan, you sing a song there. Can you sing?
No, not at all.
You can.
No, very bad. Very monotone. And
well, we know that. They'd have to edit the podcast afterwards to give you a bit of inflection.
Get a bit of life. Like,
yeah.
Auto-tune.
Yeah, literally. No, I think everyone can sing.
Yeah, but either well or not well.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm not well.
No, you can. You can sing. No. But what would be, if you had to do karaoke, what would your song be?
Atomic Kitten Hole again.
Go for it.
No way.
If you sing me back in tapestry.
Oh. Yeah. I'll do the Kerry Katona verse.
Yeah, yeah, go for it. Now that I have to lay.
Go. But maybe it's
not. You'll change your mind.
Don't be too late. Because I can't just go on. Oh. It's already been too long. But you can make me whole again.
Big brassy Natasha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Looking like a little smed.
And she'd take the head clean off. Do you remember in Celebrity Big Brother?
She was legendary.
Yeah. Far
but
Abrams.
She was right.
Yeah.
In fairness, because I felt Natasha was very level-headed. And it was only when she was driven to it that she lost it a bit.
She didn't like people trying to take the red wine from her.
What was it? You don't have to shout!
This is what we have all the fucking time.
She went from sitting there to...
Yeah.
You don't!
And your man actually was... Austin was like... Oh, yeah,
he was taken aback. I think the force of her breath knocked him back a bit. Like, oh, she went for him.
Oh, she did.
But it was a psychological,
it was very toxic that year.
And a woman on the edge. Yeah. That was a bad... Who else did it that year?
Janice Dickinson.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Jameson. Farrah Abraham.
Strong year.
Was it... No, not Snoop Dogg. But it was your man.
Was Michelle Visage that year?
No. What was your man that... He was a rapper. No.
I keep thinking
it's
of...
Like, his name was like Snoop. Big heavy lad.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I keep thinking of the year that was
Gemma,
Tiffany
Pollard,
David,
Scoob Man.
Scoot.
Fat Man Scoop,
yeah.
He was the year with...
With...
Farrah.
Natasha, yeah.
Yeah.
But the year with Gemma.
Oh.
David Guest.
TV Darren. Gold.
Daniela Westbrook.
Oh.
Can we get more car crash?
They don't make it like they used to.
That was... I remember watching it at the time. And it was the time when... Tiffany Pollard was like in this entire room and she's like, Gemma is a fat cunt.
And you can't say that.
You can't.
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say what we want.
Say what you want.
It's down as explicit on Apple.
you might get a few more listens. How's tune last week?
Gemma is a fat cunt.
Oh,
when I remember watching
and she
this
so
is
so cool and collected saying it.
She's quite eloquent.
Yeah.
She's very good with her words.
Oh, very much so.
I remember watching Tiffany in Flavor of Flav.
Do you remember Pumpkin?
Yeah, she Pumpkin spat off on her.
Yes!
And she kept saying, her breath stinks of shit. And she was getting people to smell the spit in her hair.
Ah, stop!
She was.
Oh my God. Pumpkin did not like Tiffany at all.
Rough
out. None of them liked each other at all. And then...
She was calling someone Luther Vandross as well.
Who was?
Tiffany.
Oh, jeez.
Saying they looked like Luther Vandross.
She, like, was there another show she did? Did she do a singing show? Was there a singing show she did? No?
No, she did something anyway. Yeah, she had her own reality.
You know, like one of those ITV karaoke kind of... I wish we got those.
Yeah.
We don't get them over here. Are you still watching Love Island?
I've kind of taken a break from it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
AKA, John, you're not
like, yeah.
Yeah. Is it shite this year?
It's not even that bad. I don't know. I don't have the...
It's not for you.
Dr. Hillary isn't even doing it as
well.
I know,
and Hillary loves it.
And Enya's stopped doing it.
I never get into it. Sorry, the year Maura was in, I watched when she was going in. And I think I liked it because they were all already established.
Mm.
So there was drama happening already. Whereas any other year that I've tried to watch from the start, it's a bit boring.
Mm.
And I get that. You have to establish the characters.
Yeah, you have to leave it a few days before you jump in.
But I'm impatient. I want it now.
Yeah.
You know?
But like, you're speaking of like shows and all that. Did you see Jen Shah from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
I know.
She's finally getting...
6 years.
Getting thrown into the tank. Or what would they call it?
The tank, yeah.
Yeah, the tank, yeah.
I think to you earlier on, I think because it is on TV... It almost felt just like another storyline.
Mm.
And it was like, she won't actually go to prison though. It'll be grand. Like, she's going.
Yeah.
6 years.
I say she'll be in there now with the orange jumpsuit cinched in.
It'll be belted. Yeah.
She'll still have managed to get a weave in.
Sorry, do you want to explain what she did to the listeners? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, if anyone isn't gay listening, I apologize. So Jen Shah, she was on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and... She was accused of, it was a telemarketing scam where they would ring elderly people.
She had a telemarketing
people.
Company. And
And they'd ring elderly people and do them out of money. Basically. It's horrible.
What was the thing is, her castmates didn't really turn again her.
Yeah.
Well, again her.
Again her.
Not against.
Oh, again-er. I say that again. Don't be going again me.
Don't be going again me, will you? Up again that wall, you.
Is that my... Oh. Turn the cameras off. Is that my inner culture now?
Yeah.
Again.
That's your father.
Yeah.
Coming out and you know.
Don't be going again me.
Don't be going again you know.
Yeah,
then,
I like
huh?
that then. But yeah, she... So I suppose, yeah, because they were very much the whole... Innocent until proven guilty.
But on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you had Erica Jane, who was married to Tom Girardi. Yeah.
And they annihilated her.
Who was being indicted for like robbing. He was like a lawyer that owned a big firm and he had robbed money off victims.
Was the lawyer that Aaron Brockovich, the Albert Finney character in Aaron Brockovich was based on him.
Yeah.
So he's quite a big deal.
So basically he had won cases for like families of victims from an airplane crash and then like they didn't get their money. But she got all the stick over it.
Yeah.
Because she was married to him and people said, oh, she knew or didn't know and was complicit. Yeah, so she got so much slack over that.
She probably got more
but
than
she
Jen.
Wasn't, whether she knew or not, she
wasn't
directly
actually on trial.
No, yeah. But then Jen was for actually doing it.
Yeah.
And she got a kind of a free pass, I feel, in the public and everything.
I think it's because she was not guilty. She pled not guilty at first and then changed it at the last minute. But I was watching Watch What Happens Live and you know Ebony from New York, she is a lawyer. She said that if Jen had pled guilty from the start, she would have got a more lenient sentence.
Oh really?
Yeah. I say she was
probably
got
like 6 years at the same time.
I apparently they were saying she could have gotten 10.
Really?
But like, how long did Teresa Judice go away for? 10 months, was it?
She barely did a year.
It was a break from the kids.
Yeah.
She liked it, yeah. Like,
yeah. Not a bother on her. No.
That's why I'm on season 4 of New Jersey. Oh, yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah, if anyone's listening, like, get into The Real Housewives.
Oh, any of the fantastic.
Start with like Beverly Hills. It's kind of the gateway drug.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Because there's a few well-known faces and you kind of like, it's a good one to ease you in.
Completely.
But you've New York, New Jersey, Atlanta.
I honestly...
They're all the kind of OC, they're the stalwarts, but there's newer franchises like Miami, Potomac,
Salt Lake,
like a suburb of Washington. You've Salt Lake, even like Melbourne, Real Housewives of Melbourne.
What is your, if you could choose of all the franchises, your favourite city?
Oh, at the minute, it's Miami.
Yeah, but not at the. I'm talking now. You're enamored with Miami at the moment. Stop back
just because you're not watching
impartial.
Miami. No.
I will.
Oh, if I had to pick one gun to my head, I'd probably go with Beverly Hills because it was the first one I watched, and it's...
I was always Beverly Hills, but I suppose maybe because it's still going, I don't feel that I need to say this. I mourn New York. I loved it so much. Yeah. Luann.
I know.
De La Sepp. It was so good. Now, towards the end. I mean, it was toxic. It was problematic. It was horrendous. There's no denying it.
But that's what we want.
And I felt like as well, I've never even been to New York or Beverly Hills, but I just felt that like, it was more real or something. I don't know. Beverly Hills feels more
But I think
staged.
I suppose it's more like with New York versus
like
Los
New York,
Angeles,
it was more like
the kind of lifestyle. Like.
Yeah. I feel like New York was more likely, they happen to be in the same coffee shop, even though it's totally scripted, of course.
But like in LA, they have to like drive 4 hours
between
their houses.
I love when they throw shade like that. Yeah. That took me long enough to get here.
I mean, Calabasas.
Oh!
There's only one of them lives in actual Beverly Hills.
Is it Kyle?
Kyle, yeah.
She's the only one, yeah.
Yeah, and it used to be LVP. Rishi Rest.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
No, I don't have the time. No. I can't commit to it.
Don't have the time. Sitting here talking.
I'm watching Below Deck Mediterranean.
Oh, I love Below Deck.
You're not watching the Mediterranean one.
No.
Yeah, like, get on. Don't mind the Caribbean.
See, I feel like I need to watch the originals. I like to be.
Yeah, but the Mediterranean
thorough.
One is going nearly as long.
Oh.
And it's Captain Sandy.
Well, I'm New Jersey at the moment. Then
I'd pause that and get on to Miami.
No, because I'll never go back.
Yeah, but it should be grand. You will.
Oh, jeez. if you looked up tangent in the dictionary.
Hello, this is just a Real Housewives segment.
That was beautiful sound effect. Well, do you know what? Speaking of Real Housewives.
That's in memory of Kieran, the tangent king.
Oh, was he a tangent king?
Oh, he loves a tangent.
Obviously,
have you not listened to the podcast?
I've listened to every single.
A minute here or there.
No, I listened to the bits of the first one.
Bits of the first one.
And then,
the first one was rough and ready. Yeah.
That made me like it. And then I listened to Aisling's.
Yeah.
Aisling's a fantastic actress.
Oh, she's very good, yeah.
She is, I have to say. And I haven't listened to any yet. Who was your third guest?
Louise, Classy Holder.
Louise second.
Portleash.
I haven't listened to that one either.
Second. Oh, you've only listened to one, really.
No, two.
Two, no.
Two. No.
You listen to yourself back, will you? Yeah.
I'll throw it on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dream of it. No, but, so I was going to say was, let's do two versions. If we were to cast a Dublin Housewives and a Colchi Housewives. Go Colchi first. You have to choose five.
Just well, Luna Healy will have to go into the Colchi one. She's queen of the Colchis, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh,
can I go?
Maura Duran?
Yeah.
Did I rob that out of your
mouth? No, no, but someone on our same queendom status.
Oh.
Celia Homily.
Oh. She'd be the
call me mother. The matriarch.
Yeah, she'd be the one that would kind of get the group together.
Yes.
Who else then would be good for a Colchi one?
Lisa Jordan.
Yeah. Jeez, you couldn't have a Colchi one without Lisa Jordan.
Queen.
Yeah. Cork's finest.
Yes. Her hair alone would be fantastic on screen.
Could you talk, even on the North, Linda Martin?
You could?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they'd all have to be living near each other. They're all at different ends of the country.
Well, you could send them on like an ultimate girls trip to Dublin.
To tear the heads off each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would you put in the Dublin one?
Dublin. Suzanne Jackson.
Oh yeah, she'd have to.
She has to.
Yeah.
I could,
she's the big gaffer.
I could audition to be her GBF. I know her well enough.
But she'd
you know?
She'd actually get on other cities ones, like, because she's...
She would. She's
glam and wealthy enough and has the lifestyle
absolutely.
For it.
Absolutely.
Like.
Who else for Dublin? Oh, Lorraine Keane.
Yeah.
Stunning.
She'd never do, but Andrea Roach would be brilliant.
Oh.
So what would I be going on that for?
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
She'd be well able.
Don't be looking at me. Don't be looking at me.
She'd be great.
Oh, she'd be phenomenal. Like,
who else then?
She'd probably get cancelled.
No.
Oh.
Dre is too clever.
She'd find it hard to dilute herself.
She's so funny though. She's a scream. Like, she's a scream. She'd be amazing. So Andrea, Lorraine, Suzanne.
Lisa Fitzpatrick, if she was back here.
She doesn't live here.
No. She could actually get on Beverly Hills.
She could.
Isn't she living around Beverly
Hills? She could be an honorary.
Do you think she lives in Beverly Hills? Well, she could actually, which is a pity. Remember Claudine Keane nearly got on the...
Sorry, Claudine Keane for Dublin?
Yeah.
That's four.
Yeah.
She was in an episode...
Two episodes.
Dorit.
PK's 50th on the boat. She was in the background.
Fabulous. And then one more. Are you enjoying this? Riveting, isn't it? Pass out in the corner.
Twink.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Linda Martin's on the Cull Show and you have Twink and the Dublin one.
Oh, wow.
They were pitted against each other for years, weren't they?
Don't mention the Great
Fell War. Out with each other.
The Great War. It's in the history books.
What was it? Twink was out in the balcony with someone else. Something.
I don't know.
And, no, I think they've spoke because they're back friends now, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they are.
I don't think they are.
I think they got back in with each other recently. Which was Linda Martin overheard Twink calling that one, "See you next Tuesday." Yeah.
Now, a friend of mine, someone I know, was there.
At the event, happened. Oak Away.
Yeah.
Well, what can you tell us?
I don't want to be Jen Shah. 6 years in the district court.
Who'd come after you, Twink or Linda? Twink.
But the person.
Oh, the person.
I know properly, yeah. Oh, so but it was, it wasn't nice.
It was not like nice. I love the voicemail of Twink ringing the ex-husband to zip up your Mickey.
Iconic.
Oh.
Incredible. It was so actually really articulate.
Yeah. I'll see if I can get a clip here on my phone.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't know. Go on, I play it here.
I don't think it's on
YouTube
online.
Premium coming up.
Oh, just play it. You wouldn't pay it.
No, I wouldn't.
Did you see
enough.
the
Twink, the zip up your Mickey? Oh, it's a song.
Oh, it's a remix.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't think the original's around.
Is it not?
No. Did you see the documentary?
What's another song? Fuck it anyway.
It was on during COVID.
Mm.
Of Twink.
No.
And it went, she very talented.
Well, she's been knocking around you.
Unbelievable. It was all, and I miss it nowadays. It was all, I don't know, where 2 years ago, variety shows with her. And like she'd have guest acts on and they'd do show tune songs from popular songs of the time. And like, where is that nowadays? Can you imagine every Saturday night, a big, massive like variety show?
But your X Factor's gone even.
I know.
We don't even have that anymore.
But like something like, you know, I don't know, on a Saturday night or something.
Which the late is kind of practically like that.
But
we wouldn't even watch it.
Just for music. I'm talking Twink and Someone's Number, Linda Martin, Philomena Begley, Fiona Hagen, Una. Do you get me?
Yeah, but it'd be all now just woke stuff.
Susan McFadden. Yeah. Do you get me? Like bangers doing good songs. We need it.
Yeah.
I'll host it.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
Great, wouldn't it? Putting it out there.
Yeah, or you could have a sit down with Linda and Twink to hash out their issues,
like Naomi and Tyra.
Yeah,
back in the day, Naomi couldn't have given a shite. She was like, "It's a paycheck, whatever."
She rolled her eyes at her.
Anything Tyra said, she's like, "But you remember that you like openly insulted me, Naomi? If that's what you think and that's how you choose to view it, that's on you."
Or you wouldn't.
The ultimate deflection.
Yeah,
I love it.
You wouldn't go again, her?
No, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that would be who we'd get on.
So, sorry, what was our cult tune? Our fifth person was... Dublin fifth person was Twink.
Twink, yeah.
Any friends of? Any male friends of?
Oh, should be the gays. Then, yeah. Wouldn't it? You'd have to get on as a friend.
You'd hope.
You? I wouldn't have any of them. I wouldn't be in with any of them to get on.
Ah, you would.
I'd only be able to get on through you.
Well, you can come in. We could have an affair.
We'd produce
an illicit affair.
Yeah, or a
Peter wouldn't care.
Like,
he'd love it.
No, to get on as well.
Yeah, he'd be delighted. Me and him.
Showdown then. Like.
Fake slap each other in the middle of the doors. Perfect. We'd rehearse it outside. Fabulous. Peter with the pouty lips.
Oh, stop, yeah.
Great lips.
Yeah, he does, to be fair.
I'm so jealous. Yeah, yeah. Me there drawing them on. Actually not.
They're overdrawn. I was thinking they looked
not today, no.
You were in therapy, were you? Oh, yeah. Just a half a million each.
Just some, no, I've never
just some had. Girls come in and they don't think you realise that you're after a filler in the lips.
Would you ever get filler?
No, it never looks well on lads. I've never seen it look well on lads.
I've no desire.
You have to have lipstick on for it to look well.
That's the thing. To get the full effect of it. Or a nice gloss.
Yeah.
No, I've never. No, I wouldn't do it. Now. Would you get anything else done?
Oh, well, if I was loaded, I'd get loads of stuff done. Geez. Like, yeah, get
that different person.
Yeah, I get pec implants and everything. Like,
oh, I think that's outrageous. Isn't
and you'd
it?
Get the bullock done.
What's the bullock?
The stomach.
The gullet.
The gullet.
Yeah.
The
bullock. Oh, the gut. But we wouldn't give.
Yeah. Get a bit of lipo there.
No
and get
more
them
floaty t-shirts.
Oh, stop. That's exhausting. Wearing a black t-shirt with a shirt open.
When the wind blows. I have a black t-shirt with the shacking on me now. All right, kick me when I'm down. It does close
well,
up, by the
James.
Way.
You're looking
it's
well.
Just after Teresa's chili con carne.
Oh, don't pour Teresa now.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was nice. It's repeating on me now, though.
It's terrible, though. Like, do you ever like try on a jacket or something? And it's like, oh, that's fabulous. It fits me beautifully. Then you have dinner. And then it's all gone.
Do you know what I hate? The changing rooms in River Island. The mirror is at that bad half diagonal angle.
I find the look. Do you know what the worst for me? Zara, the lighting. Very dense.
Desperate.
Oh my God.
And like any of the Zara, especially the one in Dundrum, you're on the basement floor. Ceiling's coming down on top of you.
Yes. Very cramped.
Do you know what annoys me? And there's probably a lot of women listening to this podcast. I'm not giving out to you, sorry. But when you're in men's part of the clothing shops, like so in Zara Men or whatever, you're in trying to route through the rails. And there's one or two gals kind of come up shouldering you to get in from.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have priority here. Like,
but
I know you're buying for your fella.
Yeah.
But like, I'm here, get out. It's not like me. Imagine me going through the size 12 and 14 dresses upstairs. They'd hoof you out of it.
I've grown in confidence doing that in ladies' shops. If I'm getting something for myself or for my wife one. You have to be the bull.
Yeah.
Elbows out.
You
I'm
probably get
that,
away with
I'm
it.
I'm getting that last size 20 in the sequin number. Yeah. Get out of my way. But
that?
It's hard though. It is hard. You're trying. Yeah. I know what you mean though as well in the men's. Yeah. Like, can I get me size first, please?
Do you ever get any stick for doing dressing up as Malloyed woman? I'm going all.
Oh gosh, getting
detective now.
No, I mean, you get, well, obviously the usual belligerent idiots online that choose to be homophobic, like, and say that, you know, it's disgusting and everything. Apart from that, no, people are very nice, but you do get it. Yeah, you get the comments, like, and it's just, it's always just random. Where it's going the state of this, like, this is disgusting. This shouldn't be online. You're a disgrace. Da 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 da.
Like, at the end of the day, it's just a man in a dress.
Totally.
Like
I know.
It's not.
It's a bit of fun. It's a juxtaposition. It's a commentary. And I'm having a laugh.
Like, they'd happily watch Gangs of London where lads are literally chopping off heads and taking coke.
Ah, yeah.
Then a lad in a dress. Jesus Christ. Like.
But no, it's idleness, I think.
Do you remember I got in one of the dresses one day and put on the wig for the lad?
You did.
Got the legs out.
It suited you.
Yeah.
Which wig did I put in you?
Blonde one.
It was when I did used to do Sharon Watts from EastEnders.
Yeah.
That one, lovely straight number. I cut in the feather fringe
myself.
There
was a curl in it a bit, I think, as well, was
there? Sorry, I didn't give you that. I gave you the
ombre.
One that... I gave you the one...
That your mother
that
wears.
Wears. Which she used to do Karen from EastEnders.
Yeah.
Yes. I took the bun out.
You don't do the EastEnders ones anymore now. Oh, it's not lockdown anymore, is it?
It's back in the air. The party's over.
Remember I'd ring you and you were like, I can't answer.
Yes,
we're here.
Well, I don't answer you anyway.
No, you never answer the
I'm
phone.
I'm so bad.
Well, you probably answer to me more than other people because I ring. I don't like texting.
Yeah, you see, you're cute. You, the second I reply on WhatsApp, you ring then.
Yeah, because you know you're there.
You know I'm there.
What are you up to? I'm just at
can't
home watching telly.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go now. What's no excuse here?
But I'm very busy, Alan. Do you know what I mean? But no, I'm
you
not great.
You don't like talking on the phone, do you?
I don't mind, but I'm just not great at answering it.
But I know you're sitting there looking at me
it.
Ringing.
Watch
going,
the ring.
I'm not going to answer
but
that.
But if I'm...
Sorry, ring you later.
Hey, sorry, flat out.
Wouldn't want to be waiting
on
that phone
sofa. Do you know what I mean? But I am bad. Like it was, who was it the other week? Someone from Panto when I was like, I realised it was 6 weeks since I said I'd ring them back. But I mean,
I find though, like, if you'd ring though, if it's like we're due to see each other in a day or two,
yeah,
you're good at that now. You're getting read up.
If something's important now, you know,
like if you're going to something now, you'll get the phone call in.
Well,
so there's no icing.
Yeah, especially with you.
So you're cute, no?
Jesus, you don't want to burn any bridges with you.
You're vicious enough as well when you get
I'm
going.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I have my moments.
Yeah,
I'm very passionate.
Fiery Italian.
Yeah. Prick.
It's the Carlo in me.
Exactly. I'm cosmopolitan. I am cosmopolitan. Yeah. Are both your parents in Port Leash?
No. Dad's Mayo, Mam's Tip.
Go away.
Yeah.
That's why you were asking your mum if she knew any tip gossip earlier.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. And why Port Leash?
Look at you. So they were up in
as
Dublin.
I...
The owl lad was a guard and the mother was a telephonist for Telecom.
Oh! A telephonist!
So she was at the switchboard putting calls.
I'm doing my
through.
Secretarial course. Do you remember that years? Yeah. Get a good secretarial course. Do my typewriting course. My mother did a typewriting course.
Did she?
Well, she did.
She didn't get any use of it, did she?
I don't know. She could probably type on the phone. What's your look? Typewriting course.
So she used connect through the calls.
I'd love that. The switchboard.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
So she used to do that. So then her and her friend who were living together, I think they were living in either Drumcondra or at Mines, wanted to go to the Garda Club in Harrington Street where all
sure
the guards
did,
went.
Yeah.
So she went to bag herself a guard and she
oh,
got
wow.
it. Her friend didn't. The friend wasn't a looker though.
Are they friends now?
No. She was a bridesmaid and then as my mother said, we fell away from each other.
On purpose.
Yeah, you weren't ever married, you see.
Oh no. She's grand.
I think she's dead now. She's not grand.
She's better off. Who needs a man? So she was bridesmaid just to kind of.
The friendship was on the way out then, but you know.
You're still friends with all your groomsmen, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many? Who was it? Me?
My friend Shane.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
My brother.
How many of us was there? Six?
There were six. Three lads, three girls.
Three lads, three girls, yes.
Yeah.
The girls, Laura.
Laura. Orla. And my sister Louise.
Yes. Yeah. What were, burgundy dresses, weren't they?
Maroon.
Not to be confused with oxblood.
Yeah, a deep burgundy.
They were lovely dresses.
Yeah, they were
nearly wore it myself. Me fuming in the suit. Oh, fine.
Imagine.
Tottering down in the heels.
Should we have, we had a drag queen on day two.
Oh,
Bunny.
Bunny, fantastic.
She doesn't do drag anymore.
No, I was chatting to her the other week at the Blonde Tube Ball.
She wore hungover boots or her stilettos.
She didn't even, we were so busy working, it didn't come up in conversation. But Chris is a lovely person.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just what people needed for day two.
Yeah.
Got the crowd going.
I remember one or two of my aunties, they were like, I said they didn't know what. They were like, pull the chair up in front, waiting for the show. And I said they didn't know what was going to be coming on.
Or I love, like, someone says to you, you could do your makeup better than me. Well, yeah. I've sat, like, learning how to do it.
Not you're wearing nothing as well.
Elizabeth Arden pants chick. Toasty beige. Do you know what I mean? You're better than me.
Yeah.
Well, what am I meant to be shy? Because I have a Mickey. Do you know what I mean? Like, God almighty. Yeah, I do a cut crease. Yeah. Thank you.
What's a cut crease?
So you shade all over the eye. Yeah. It's very 2016. People say, oh, it's 2016. Well, I wasn't doing makeup in 2016. So it's my 2016 now, isn't it? And basically, you carve out on the lid then. So you can add a contrasting but complementary shade of glitter.
How would you learn how to do the makeup?
But
just videos.
Videos. On the YouTube. YouTube lockdown and boredom.
Yeah.
And I love a palette.
You do.
Whack a bee perfect onto me there, will you? I'm going to ride myself off a Charlotte Tilbury quad.
And then a bit of sculpted then by Amy.
Oh, my contour queen. It's the only foundation I wear. Second skin. And then satin silk if I'm looking for a bit of extra coverage. A
bit of zhuzh.
A bit of zhuzh, yeah. That's fantastic. It is. It is.
Oh, James. You're,
do you ever wear the makeup?
No, nothing. Never.
Well, you wore it for the wedding.
Took it off again, though.
When?
Straight after it was put on. Didn't
Did
like
you?
It. Yeah, it didn't sit on me. Didn't like the way it sat on my face.
Ah, it was a bit of powdery. You were hardly full face.
I know, it didn't.
We're hardly RuPaul going up the aisle.
Didn't feel right. But I had been doing the sunbeds before, so I had to be glow.
Alan, you shouldn't be doing that.
I know, but this was 4 years ago.
Listener discretion, do not be doing sunbeds.
I don't do them anymore now.
Get it out of a bottle.
I had a bit, had a raised mole, I had to get a check, so it gave me a bit of a fright. Oh, it was all fine.
That's not the kind of erection you want.
No.
Oh no. Terrible. Where was it?
I'll be back.
So who'd be looking at that?
Because I'm on the flat.
Who'd be looking at you from behind? Dirty things.
Dirty articles.
Filth the chest now. Close your eyes, get your tongue and say hello to Father Finity. And ask for forgiveness.
You're good at doing the characters, though. I have to say,
I have to have a laugh, don't you?
I don't know who's You'll my favorite. Tomorrow. It's either you're one complaining one. What's her name?
Oh, Carol.
Carol Delaney. Yeah.
Excuse me. This is not a satisfactory quality.
Should have the hair where it's kind of brushed over the side and then spiky at the back.
Yes, daggers in the back. Yeah. And the Royal County scarf, which is mum's. Which is fake, by the way.
Oh, say nothing. Don't be hanging out to dry.
A faux Kylie. An Orla Lyley.
But you remember the one you used to, Denise? And why don't you bring them back?
Do you know?
Will you do that at the weekend now for the laugh?
I know.
A few of us would love that.
People still mess you saying we're Philip and Denise.
Yeah, will you do it? Come on. I know.
They worked in an office together and poor old Denise was simple. She's led a simple life. She had a bob. She was like Crispina.
She wasn't even that simple. She was just...
And she's just like...
Non-confrontational.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. She was actually normal. And then Philomena was the office wagon.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Who come out? I wouldn't say that word, Alan. Not in the ear.
Not on the mind.
Yeah, so she was the one who would come in and just was literally annihilated everyone and made everyone feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And anything Denise... Yeah, I remember we used to be something like... I think,
are you Denise?
Yeah, and Denise would say to her,
oh, hello.
Philomena would have a salad or something. Yeah. And Denise would say, oh, fair play to you. Try and shift a few pounds. Gosh, I'm trying myself. Yeah. And then Philip, like, sorry? Shift a few pounds? I don't need to shift a few pounds. And then she absolutely.
Oh, will you bring them back, please?
I should. I remember Philomena's wig was kind of copper.
Yeah, it was a brassy.
Cheryl Cole X Factor. I'm getting the Clairol or the L'Oreal deal. Yeah. I've to dye it like this now for 12 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
And colour. Denise's was a graduated bob, but the wrong way graduated.
It was Crispina from the Magdalene Sisters. Yeah.
You're literally. Not a man of God.
No.
That's one of my favourite films.
Oh, it's heart wrenching.
When Bernadette gets the candlestick.
Get him!
And she goes for the nun with the chin out and with a bait.
And I feel like they yeah.
And Anne-Marie
they knew
Duff,
they had to put that. She's some actress, isn't she?
She was the simple
great
one.
Great accent.
Because she did Bad Sisters.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, why? It's filmed in Malahide, a lot of it.
I know, I don't have Apple TV.
Just do the subscription. You can get it for free for four weeks.
Yeah, but that would involve having to set things up and
I'll get it. I'll give you me login. Bad.
Oh, I could do that, yeah. I'll give you me login.
Give you me login.
And that's Apple.
Apple, but it's phenomenal. Sharon Horgan and Eve Hewson.
Were they
Bono's
snubbed
daughter.
There at the Emmys or something?
I don't know. I don't watch the Emmys.
Do you not get into that? No. Awards season.
Not into the awards.
Red carpet glamour.
Oh, I'll watch the Oscars though, but what was it? Colleen Kuhn. I went to see that the weekend. It's very
is it good.
Very
is that a short
good.
Film or
no,
a
it's
feature
long
length?
Film, yeah.
Feature length?
Long.
It's a long
it's
one.
A feature, long
it's
one.
A feature
it's an hour and a half.
It's a long one.
You know you're off the telly. Is it a feature length?
Is it a feature length one? Well, that looks good. Mm. And was there Irish subtitles or English subtitles?
But it was half English, half an Irish, so it's a grand.
She thought
a
couple of
a few like couple
guts.
In there, like, yeah.
Like real sheet.
Hmm? I'm Elaine Gael Gogus. How long Gael Gogus?
Oh, Larry and Lomas Gaelga.
Well, Cody and Scale Mustor.
I'm real to
Elaine Newark Dogus.
Oh, Neil Elaine Newark Dogum.
Came for. Talk to a kind Ladini Gokla.
Shaak, Bajor, Gawilshi, Egg Upper, or into?
Not will to Egg Upper Freshen.
An ish?
Well, Gocklaw, like.
Well, sha. Yeah. And will I Newark Doggett?
Tell me what Newark Dog.
I can tell me to go over in Lane to Sierra.
Or Lane to Sierra.
Feet to go over in you.
In you, August.
August Kane, around to Craig now.
Doing the glob.
Yeah.
No, Hobbery.
Yeah.
Jeez, we didn't do too bad
feet
there, did we?
Tiamont.
Chamange, Aaron, Moher, Jeez, we did all right there. Jeez, it comes back to you quick enough.
Suck on that, Hector.
I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
Tommy Tiernan and Tommy and Hector, fuck off.
We could do that now, couldn't we?
Yeah, I might. We try and pitch something to RT about learning Irish again.
Hi there. We have really shit, basic Irish. What can you do?
What can you do with us to get us on the telly?
Could you do something? Yeah, no, I love Irish. I remember, I would love to. Every year, for my New Year's resolution, I was like, I'm going to do an Irish course. Never do it.
I'm always want to go, do a bit of Irish and go to those meetups of people where they talk Irish. The Gaelgors.
I remember, I was, 4 years ago, I was an ambassador for Shock and the Gaelga, and I met loads of people from Gaelin, which is like the Irish name. So much crack.
Yeah.
And they've all the meetups, all the nights out.
Will we do great that buzz. Now? We'll spit in it. There we go now. We're going to allow the...
Don't talk our fault.
Yeah. On the wire, fast.
Well, I can smell the garlic coffee
like
there.
Pumpkin and Tiffany Butler.
Yeah, literally. Love it. You miss the old Irish. What was your.
I did the honours, you see, yeah.
Didn't we all?
Not everyone.
I got a B1.
I got a B1 too.
Did you?
Yeah, it was the oral and the oural that dragged me up.
I got an A2 in the mocks.
Oh, and then you were playing sailing, your foot off the pedal then.
I was fuming. I remember Miss Murphy told me I had a level of fluency.
I remember everyone used to always learn off these kind of essays about terrorism or something.
I know.
I didn't bother. I just,
they were too specific.
I wrote a scale.
Oh, lovely.
Rish a mock on chalk.
Sha.
Conic she on timpishtair on moher. Gotubbin. That's what I did. Just made up a story. It was fine.
August.
Could August. August. Gonna August. Be one.
Perfect. Yeah, I was just drawing. I remember I got an A1 in French.
Oh, yeah.
I used to it in college. I have a degree in French.
Je ne comprends pas, non?
Je dois parler le.
Malheureusement.
What was your language in school?
French.
Yeah. Frankish.
At a C3.
For honours?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't for me, the language.
You know, people say it was just doesn't matter. No one will ask your points. I love asking people.
Oh, yeah, because you did well, you see.
But also, I think it's a real, like, petty thing, but I like
saw it. Someone's LinkedIn the other day and they had their point leaving their eyes up at the top. They did, but it's because they got 580.
Oh my god,
that's why they had it up. You see,
who was it?
Oh, I couldn't be telling now. I'll tell you after.
I'm going to put it in my Tinder.
What? No, I nearly got to ask.
Why not? Well, I got 500.
Oh, did you?
Not bad.
Brainy box,
yeah,
brainy
not the worst. Not the worst. It was the maths,
not the worst. Jesus, very good.
The maths, like, I wasn't great with the maths. I remember I had to switch to pass maths.
Didn't we all?
Are you tired, Alan? Are you putting you to sleep? Am I?
What was it? On tear sharm.
A tear shirt.
We better wrap it up, I think.
Oh, yeah. How long are we talking?
An hour now.
Jesus, are we an
it's
hour?
The longest one, yeah.
So, did we talk about cultures? We did.
Ah, we did. Yeah. Jesus, we did. Well, sure, look, we couldn't go too cultures now because we're sans one.
I know.
Poor old Kieran. Shout out to poor Kieran.
Is it the mouth or the arse?
I'd say it's the mouth. Oh. Yeah, sure, Jesus.
Which is worse? I don't know.
Oh, the mouth's worse.
Do you think?
Yeah, you can take the trots, it'd be fine.
Yeah, but if I'm getting sick,
you have a bit of comfort with the trots. Yeah, you have with sick.
And do you find when you're this is disgusting, when you're vomiting, it's like I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah, you want to die.
Do you know?
It's the lurching of the stomach.
And I always say, if you've nowhere to go, nothing like a dose of the trots.
Oh, it's gonna clear you out.
Sit there playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Order a few bits off ASOS.
Real Housewives.
Great.
Right, on that note.
And the note of the trots.
Talking about shite and shite talking.
Yay.
James, it was great having you on, and thanks so much for filling in for poor old Kieran. Kieran booked. Peen in his vlog.
I mean, I was delighted to be a guest with the two of you, and then I was stuck with you, Alan. But you know, it was great. Actually, you're very good at the nattering.
Nattering.
Gossiping.
Yeah.
Gossip mongering.
Yeah.
Mongering.
Mongering. Right, on that note, good luck. Bye-bye.
Slán.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.